Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Street Level Strategies. I am joined today by Robbie Cole. So you've got Robbie and Bobby today, which is awesome. It's the dynamic duo. So this is going to be a great episode already. But Robbie is with Benchmark Home Loans, loan officer there. How are you doing today, Robbie?
I'm groovy. How are you?
Oh, I'm groovy too. We are so groovy together. I'm doing well, and I'm super thankful to have you on the channel today to talk a little bit about yourself, your business, co-marketing, a little preview. We're really going to get into some co-marketing tips and tricks today. But why don't you just go ahead and just give us a quick intro to you before we get started?
Okay. I am here in Little Rock, Arkansas, right smack dab in the United States. And I think January will be my 18th year in mortgage industry. And I've been with Benchmark for a good number of those years. And we help people finance houses.
Awesome. I love it. Isn't that the goal, right?
This is true.
That's the goal. I love it. Awesome. Well, today's episode, we're going to be talking all about co-marketing. And that's why we have you on today, because you're a co-marketing superstar. And we'd love to share some of your have you share just some of the best practices and things that you're doing. I know I was talking to, you know, one of your colleagues at Benchmark, and he was basically saying that you have over 20 co-marketing partnerships in the platform with about an 80% complete acceptance rate, which is kind of unheard of, which is wonderful. And so I, A, congratulate you, and B, would love to know, like, I'm sure everyone else on the call is like, what's the secret sauce? And so why don't we just start there? What is your thought process behind co-marketing? Have you ever used it before? What's the process? Let's just start there.
Well, you know, as we talked earlier, when Benchmark and our Cracker Jack media team brought you guys and Total Expert to Benchmark down in Florida back in October, you know, presentation, who wants to do this? And of course, you know, I guess one of the first pilot loan officers in, and as soon as we were able to roll it out, I started diving into it and learning as much as I could about it and the resources that it provides, and you know, how that could basically just bring me closer to the relationships that I've already had established for years. So if nothing else, it was, you know, a new shiny toy, and believe it or not, but it actually, it's very shiny.
Yes. Good. So what's been your experience with leveraging? What, I know co-marketing was something that you were like, this is awesome, a really good value add. Talk a little bit about like, how are your agents receiving that? How are you positioning it? And why has that been so impactful in your business?
Well, I'll preface, you know, I know a large part of this audience, you know, are probably loan originators or marketing folks for loan originators. You know, real estate agents and builders have afforded my success and, you know, my wife and four children's, you know, livelihood. However, if you, you know, talk to and visit with and know enough real estate agents and builders, they're pretty candid when you ask them about, hey, show me your, you know, your CRM or your CDP. Some know what a CRM, not everybody knows what a CDP is. And then if you ask them that, they go, oh, well, you know, who have you talked to in the past 5 to 7 days about buying or selling or refinancing a home? And, you know, they may hold up their cell phone and go, well, they're in here. Okay, then what? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Candidly and transparently, not all of our marketing partners, you know, have a solid CRM or a CDP that they're in every day, using every day. The top 1 or 2%, yeah, but you know, most aren't. And so this was something new. This was something that there were some features and bells and whistles in it that I'd never seen before, and the stuff that we already use and have been using. So if nothing else, it was another something to talk to our relationships, our partners with ready. And oh, by the way, you know, there's benefits to it. So it was, you know, most folks, you know, were open arms. You know, come on, we're not using anything, or we're paying for something, but we're not using. You know, so it's been positive.
Yeah. So what do those conversations look like, and what is targeting your agents like with this messaging about Total Expert look like?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question that way, because I know that our preliminary conversations have been about what I'm doing with my current agents. After this call, I probably should get off and go maybe talk to newer agents that I don't have relationships with.
But
I went to my core referral partners.
Yeah.
Hey, here's what this is. You know, benchmark. You know, we're taking care of the cost. It's something you can use. It's something we not a have to. It's a want to. And if, you know, if you're on board and want to co-market, we can do a lot of it for you.
Yep.
So I initially just reached out to my referral relationships and invited at least just to kind of show them. I sent the little four or five agent, you know, I think there's a video in the agent resources about to an agent what it is. Shot that to them. Hey, love to visit with you. Set up an appointment. And I did, you know, a couple of broker in office presentations, very just from the basic level, you know, how to get logged in, how to set up a file, and that's it, you know, and then let's see how far you want to go into it. And that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I actually just wrote that down. I love that messaging that you're using of like, hey, we at our XYZ mortgage company, we're taking care of the cost for you. This is just something that we'd like to give you and offer you. And I love like, hey, you don't have to use this, but if you want to, it's available for you. And I'd love to give it to you. And love that you also say that you're targeting your core group of agents. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of originators where I think they struggle is like blasting out this big email blast to all their agent network. And that's not who you want in the system, right? Like you want your people, because why? Because then you're like, you can help them and support them deeply with their open houses or their, you know, managing their leads and their pipeline with the system. And so I guess that's a great segue of like, you know, what then does it look like? You have an agent in the platform, and what is the next step for you and how are you supporting them?
So obviously I did just the group training. I the profiles myself and sent the co-marketing invite. That's just the way I did it. And, you know, I'd say, hey, update it, make sure it's right. Yep. And a week may go by. I'd hit them again. Hey, you know, in your IDX for your MLS number, you know, hey, follow up again. Even had an intern that, you know, followed up a month or two ago. Hey, you know, you're at 80% with your profile complete. We need to get you to 100%. And so that also kind of as an ancillary benefit was I figured out of the agents I've met with really were all in versus, you know, at this stage, you know, I don't want to be logging into something every week. Yep. So so that kind of let me know, you know, who was in versus you know, who really didn't get it or wasn't interested. Yep. Okay, which is okay.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of gotten into a system where obviously when, you know, we get new listing alerts, you know, single buyers and single property sites out to those agents, you know, hey, share it. Here we go. Share them on my socials. And then at the end of every week, which is my current system, is I follow up with these agents and go back and go, hey, here's who I've talked to in the past week. Who have you talked to in the past week? Let's make sure they're in here, whether they're a realtor lead or, you know, lead or a Zillow lead or wherever their leads are coming from, referrals, you know, soccer field, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we're putting those folks in there.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool because then you're ensuring that A, there's some accountability and you're both using the system, right? Like they're in it, they're understanding it, they're leveraging the CRM aspect of it. But going back a little bit to what you were just saying about how you're approaching this, it sounds like you're truly leveraging and doing the best practices that we present from Total Expert standpoint of like, hey, you have to follow up. There is some sense of like, as a loan officer, you can't just say, hey, sign up. Like it may take 5 or 6 touch points, right? Of saying, hey, sign up. Your profile's not complete. Hey, sign up, right? And that's just the nature of it, right? Don't know if there's any agents listening, but that's the nature of it. And as I would encourage loan officers, right, of having that mentality of I'm going to send the invite, 2 days later, let's go in and check. Where's their, how complete is their profile? Hey, if it's not, we're following up. But these are the people who you've said are bought in and they want to be in the system. They may have just forgotten or done this stuff, right? Maybe it's not worth pursuing the ones who are like, eh, I don't really care, because that's going to be hard to get them in the platform. But I love what you're saying of like, also even going back even further, you were like, I also set up their profile as much as I can, which I cannot stress enough when we talk to originators of like, set up their profile to start with. So the agent doesn't have to do much. They just type in a password and they can go.
Right.
So I love that you mentioned that as well. Yeah.
And then here's another story. I can't remember if we just, but my stepmother used to be a very top producing agent in Arkansas years ago. And I remember going to her open houses at these real high end subdivisions. And she had these little bitty clipboards with a little piece of paper. You know, she'd hand them out to people as they were coming through the open house. You go, you know, let's get some information, you know, trying to get that information. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the app capture or, you know, the lead capture apps, that's the 21st century of that clipboard that was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, that was awesome. You know, and I know you didn't ask this, but I feel so far of the new listing alerts.
Yeah.
Agent, you know, or their team puts something in MLS and you get notified about it, that's invaluable. I've told I told my referral partners for years, if I don't know what you're selling, I can't help you sell it. Okay. You always encourage them at lunch and coffee. Hey, you know, you enter that in MLS, send it over to them. You know, you know, they're not thinking about Robbie Cole or Benchmark. I wish they would all the time when they're putting in, you know, a listing. But to have that come in automatically is huge.
Right.
That in and of itself to a loan officer
should be valuable.
Period. I mean, just that in of itself. And then I will tell you this, even though, you know, I've only been on it, you know, what, 6-8 months, I learned Friday, fortunately, before 9 o'clock, that you get listing alerts on your previous clients' homes.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
So that... Friday morning, I had somebody to call to reach out to that I had not spoken to since 2000. Yep. And you had a reason to call them to go, hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Yep.
So, you know, to have that stuff fed to you without you having to keep up with, you know, your past, you know, 1,000 clients, you know, and where they're living and where they're moving and who's divorcing and who's dying and whose mom's coming to live with them and, you know, kids going on. That's huge.
Yeah, it's invaluable. I think you're afraid, right? So we have, you know, co-marketing listing alerts. So when you have an agent who has a new listing, you get that alert as the originator to say, hey, how can I support you? And I love that messaging that you're talking about of, hey, how can I support you? I'm here to support you, right? And that's, I think, what agents, they want. They want to be supported, right? And then the other thing you're talking about is, right, yeah, you're also getting a listing alert when your past clients or your database has a, they've, you know, somewhere on the MLS, they're listed, you know, they're listed their home, right? So you have this opportunity to say, hey, like, just checking in, how you doing, right? But that's invaluable, those insights and those alerts that are coming from the platform. And I remember we talked about this, but for the other originators out there, they were like, I don't have time. Like, I don't want to do this. How long does it take you to do this, to like whip up a single property site? What does that look like for you? I think we went through it. It was like,
yes. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I can do it click by click right now. So if you're logged in, you go down to
web marketing.
Web marketing.
Property site.
You search by agent.
Yep.
Their MLS comes up.
Yep.
Select it, and you have a URL. So what's click, 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 click.
4 clicks, 5 clicks.
Yeah, and then with print marketing, you know, it's, I think there's 1 or 2 more clicks because our company has it where you have to ask for compliance.
Of course.
But other than that, it's, you know,
super easy.
Lot, yeah. Print marketing, agent, search, select a flyer, publish, approve, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one thing that when I talk to originators is they're like, well, I don't have time to do this. If you get in a routine of doing this, okay, listing alert gets to you, 5 clicks, send the URL. Hey, agent, whip this up. You know, saw you, this, you know, your listing hit the MLS. Here you go. I'm here to support you. If you need, let me know how else I can help, right? That's like, that's a routine that I think that the best originators do. And then they see the value of and how invaluable the platform is truly.
Yeah. And, you know, two things that along that same line is 2021, we didn't have time.
Right.
Transparent. We kind of have time. So let's be real. You do have time to do it. Yeah. And number two, it's so spoon fed or bottle fed to you. It doesn't take a lot when you get the information to do something with it.
Right.
So I think it Total Expert takes the information that you get a lot closer to you. You don't have to do it with it to get it out there to make it productive.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, that is all super helpful. And I really love that you're hitting on and you're showing that if you do follow the best practices, you will see results and you will see value in these things. So A, congrats to you. It seems like you're having awesome success with that, which is great. One last question. I guess I would say if there is an originator here that was saying like I'm struggling, I don't know what to do, you know, I don't know, I haven't really played around with Total Expert. What's like the one thing, you know, piece of advice, if it can be relation to, you know, co-marketing or anything, what would you say, like, look into this right now or do this right now? This is valuable.
Well, it's not to, you know, I don't want to take away from how good the platform and the program is, but it's simple marketing in that, like, you know, agents putting their listings in newspapers, you know, 20 years. Something happens when you market that happen when you don't. Yep. So this is the latest, greatest, you know, shiny toy out there that I've seen, and working for a top, you know, 40 company in the United States, they're not going to bring us something that we're not trying to successful. Okay. So, you know, Garrett and the team and the ownership have vetted it, obviously, like 50 branches nationwide. So, you know, they wouldn't invest in something if they didn't feel it was of value. But yeah, I mean, just the simplest form, you get it, you get in it and just make it a part of your day.
Right.
While you do have time to point, click, and point, you know, and then just make it part of what you're doing already. So that's what I would say, you know, using Total Experts, something happens, you know, that doesn't when you don't.
That's so good. I feel like you just like summed everything into one little like sentence. I think I'm going to use that, you know, something happens when you use it. Something happens when you don't. I like it.
I'm sure I borrowed that from someone else.
You're awesome. All right. Well, Robbie, this has been absolutely awesome. Really cool to see how well you're doing at the platform. And I'm just really thankful that you capped on and, you know, shared a little bit of your experience with others. And hopefully others will grab some good nuggets from this and be able to really dive in and use co-marketing to the fullest. So I really, really appreciate your time. And hopefully we'll get you on here again.
Thank you, Bobby Joe, for having me.
Awesome. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.